Thank you for calling at Omega Sales. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
2920. Oh, email? I don't have email. I'm sorry. I was going to give you my regular address.
Do you have an account with this?
Oh, yes. I've been with for years.
Can I try using the first and last name?
Winona, W-I-N-O-N-A, Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Okay, could you verify the shipping address for me?
2927 Miller Road, Paper City, North Carolina.
Thank you. And I see that you have our subscribe and save of the Omegs Triple Action Probiotic and the Omegs Ultra Pure.
Now, that's my baby right there. I mean, without that, I wouldn't be ordering the probiotic. And that's the one I'm out of. I'm completely
out.
And
so I see where there was, it was an attempt on June 29th, but that charge was declined.
The charge was declined?
Correct.
Why would that be? It's never been declined before.
That I'm not sure of, ma'am, but the next attempt would be on July 9th. Let me see.
I don't appreciate this. I'll be blessing my banker up. I'll be blessing them out now. Make sure you know what you're talking about, because I don't want to waste a bad hot temper with my banker unless it's really real. Just check for me, okay? Double check. That doesn't sound
right. Yeah, I see right here the order was failed to process.
It has been failed?
It said it was failed.
It's on its way to me.
No, ma'am. It said it was failed. It failed, meaning it declined when the charge tried to go through on the 29th of June.
Well, honey, that does not make sense at all. So
now what I can do, okay, and also what I will go ahead and do just in case is send you an email so you can just update the card information or just make sure that everything is right.
Lord, do you know how many years I've been with y'all? I forget how many years. It's been through two husbands who passed away.
Yes, ma'am. So I sent you. Hold on.
Ma'am?
Do you have an email address, ma'am?
No, ma'am. I don't. I don't have a computer. I keep telling everybody I don't have a computer. Oh, Lord have mercy. And I got to go to the doctor here now in a little bit. I don't have time to really get into it with the banker yet. I'm going to have to wait till I get back to the doctor.
It does show the next attempt will be on July 9th, which is Saturday. They're going to retry that payment.
Okay. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm not going to be able to reach my banker until when I get back from the doctor. I've got to go. So, and it's a new doctor, and I'm going
listen,
to
go. And that's fine. And if you can, once you talk to your banker to see if everything is right with that card, you can give us a call back and we can try to move up the next order attempt.
So it was a card that the last three numbers were 0308. Is that right? The last four numbers?
Let me see. Well, it's not even showing me the last. That's weird.
That's why it didn't go through then, if you don't have those numbers on your. It's been going
through. It's not even showing me the.
Oh, Lord, honey. It just floors me. I mean, I've got enough problems without my Omex messing up, too. that other stuff that's going wrong with my body. So I've got to keep that going. I believe and trust in that stuff. I mean, I could go on TV and advertise for you the way I have been with my Omax. But anyhow, just I'll get in touch with them after I get back. And will you, I don't know how long I'll be there, but will people be in your office till 5 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How about 6 o'clock? I don't know.
It's 24/7, ma'am.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, I'll talk to you later then. I'll talk to y'all when I get back out of my doctor's appointment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what did you say your name is? Do I need to ask for you, or can I just talk to anyone?
Talk to anyone.
Okay, that's what I'll do then, dear. Okay, I'll talk to you later then.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling Omax Health. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.